Yes, that's right, folks. Listen, I'm in the king size. Welcome to Ski Mask Collective, episode 224. The king size is where it's at, Stancil, and obviously Kevin just can't comprehend. He must be sleeping in a twin. But you know what? This is a great week because I'm getting great rest and shows will be uploaded now. I could finally make new t-shirts because of the king size, hashtag king size. And yeah, I will be vaping, I will be drinking, and I don't have anything to eat next to me, but actually I have a bag of Doritos. I might be snacking on some Doritos.
Yeah, grab a snack. That's what podcasting's all about. It's a beautiful, beautiful bed there. Now that's the king. I mean, they say sleep is the most important thing. It fuels everything else. I don't know why. I mean, it's really all about the bed. I don't know why Kevin was so upset about talk of the bed.
I mean, it's about me. I think they accidentally sent me a
jealousy,
California
perhaps.
Thing. Yeah, it has to be jealousy. I mean, maybe he's still sleeping on a twin like I've been sleeping on for the last 2.5 years. But this is the first day where I'm able to enjoy the king by myself. And it's just been truly remarkable. I haven't even been able to get out of it. And I
Why get out of it? Why get out
Why?
Of it?
There's no point. There's no point in getting up right now. I mean, I was going to cook some pork tenderloin, but you know what? I might call DoorDash. I might call some food, see what's going on out there.
You get the hot plate like Bichetti and just cook it right on your bed.
You know what? I have a hot plate. You remember from the early days, I still have the hot plate. It's in the pantry over there.
It's like you ever watch 600-pound Life and the guys keep the hot plate at the foot of the bed and they just lie on their stomach and cook burgers?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Oh, that's living.
I would do that if I did not just get this brand new duvet yesterday. It's
beautiful
amazing.
Duvet.
Yes, it's $180 duvet thanks to FanDuel.
So this is the infamous king size that the Newports with the questionable hogs brought into your place. Is that correct now?
Yes, this is the king size that you saw the boys from last week bringing in who did not want to discuss hog size. And I don't really have a problem with them not discussing what's going on below the belt, but I've actually heard from a couple of people that they're getting tired of us asking people what's going on below the belt. Now, here's something these folks don't need to understand. There's two things in life that will always be funny: dick size and farts.
100%.
It's always funny. Do I want to put it in or around my mouth or my asshole? Absolutely not. But let's have a gander. Let's see what's going on. I mean, looking at it, you've seen 1,000 dicks when you watch porn, folks. So to ask somebody in real life what's going on, it just, you know, their first reaction is they're shocked. They're very shocked. I don't know.
Well, you got to know the size. You got to know what you're dealing with. Let's cut the horse shit. Cut all the niceties. We just want to, as we always do with every subject, which we'll get to, we just want to know the truth. And that starts right in the middle of your body with your cock.
Right, right. And we will get to that. I mean, nothing has been more set in stone, Jim Stancil, than we've never lied about anything on this show. And
you're lying down.
Oh, I'm definitely lying down. All right. My back pain went away.
Beautiful.
I'm waking up with hard-ons again. That hasn't happened in a while.
That's good.
Which is very nice. I mean, dick's getting hard in the morning. And size is, you know, rather impeccable. But
nice. Yeah, good.
I've read a couple of comments after, you know, especially when I did the interview show on MLC with the Sorcerer, and even my latest episode, people out there chirping and burping about how I'm a liar. I'm a pathological liar. And you yourself and a couple other people in the community know everything about me, can absolutely attest to that. I've never lied on the show. There's nothing to lie about.
No. Yeah, your episode. Well, you were on MLC this week. For those who somehow could have possibly missed it, your appearance. Well, they had the roast this week, so you got a little overshadowed by the roast. But other than that, your appearance was the best show of the week. Sorry, Kevin. Sorry to Kevin's lawyers. It was absolutely the second best show of the week, just because of the shit show that the roast was, in a good way. You'll get to that as well.
Right. I'm going to move my camera a bit.
Move it around.
I got to get up.
Let's see what you're dealing with.
Oh, fuck.
Nice. Look at that body on this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Look at that. You can move around on the king size. You could walk, or you could go for a walk on that thing.
I could go hunting with my crossbow in the king size. This is a pistol grip crossbow I keep next to my bedside. But now I keep it on the bed because the bed is just so massively enormous that I can just, you know, at any time have 220 feet per second.
It's important to have a bed big enough that you can keep your weapons on it.
Right.
America was basically built on that, having a bed big enough to fit weapons and perhaps a woman if you're gay.
No reason for that. I mean,
I stand by my tweet, as Mr. Brennan brought up. And then fucking Jim Stanzel said it was the best episode. Maybe you don't get the show. Kevin, I don't think, here's the point I wanted to get to, and this is going to cause just huge waves, the reverberations, which might be felt for years to come, the ripple effect, of course, that you can make, and I'm not saying I believe this, this is just a theory, I am a philosopher after all, Sansel Stradamus. Kevin may have lost sight of what his own show is, in the fray of worrying about super chats.
Right. I couldn't believe it whenever he muttered those words. But I mean, at the same time, is he doing it? Is it a bit? Is it a bit for him to say that his show's not about having on shitty guests?
Speaking of super chats, because we're sellouts. I'll sell out in a second, as you just saw. Little Lemmy, a banger of $100, a beautiful Lemmy. Stop being homeless, Stancil, and a heart. Thank you, Little Lemmy. Well, this super chat will go a long way helping me. Yes, I will be homeless in less than a month now.
You got a home right here. I got a plenty of bed.
No, I'll be 38 next month. I refuse to have roommates. Unless we get more Little Lemmys coming through, I'll be living in my car. It'll be great. Thank you, Little Lemmy.
How are you gonna fit a king size in the car?
I do have a full size mattress that fits perfectly in the back of my beautiful 2018 Subaru Forester, and I have a camping kit, so I can do it. Little Emmy coming through heavy to start us off, putting you pieces of shit on notice, and then Balls Deep, a pathetic but appreciated $199 super sticker.
Well, I mean, they are obviously a member there.
He joins the. We had a very eventful compound pregame and. And Victor made an in-person appearance on the second live stream this week. Maybe we'll throw both of those on the Patreon.
Was he just hanging out in New York and just happened to be around?
He was in some. He was doing some big wig pitch to somebody about money. Victor's tried to explain to me what he does about a billion times, and I have no idea because that's something to do with finance.
It makes zero sense. I've asked two times, and I thought to myself, you know what? I'm just done asking because at the end of the day, it doesn't. Matter. Victor's one of the best eggs, one of the greatest eggs that's been out there. You know, but he is a money man. I've seen him do atrocious things to slot machines that I wouldn't even comprehend while trying to get a king size.
I mean, he loves a good slot.
Thank you, FanDuel, for Santa Claus slot machine that came through and was allowed us to win the 13,000. And now I'm so comfy I can't get any chores done. I mean, it's amazing. And now I'm banned for life. Banned for life.
How dare you?
How dare me make a simple
thank you, Balls Deep, for your sticker.
Thank you, Balls Deep.
If you'll allow me, let me get back to the theory I was going with here. As Kevin, starting with Kevin saying your appearance sucked, I enjoyed it. Listen, the show, as we've said forever, the best guests are the ones who get Kevin riled up, because the show is Kevin. Make no mistake about it, as we've always said, for this show and for MLC and for pretty much every show, guests are gay. Guests, in a way, are a bit of a cop-out. So
right.
Kevin had always, in the past, used guests as a means to an end. And I think that's what some of the newer viewers still don't get when they talk about, oh, they like this guy, don't like this guy. Here's what I'm saying. And this is not a shot at Pat or Ray. But, for example, I was just catching up. I didn't finish it. #realjob. But the live stream, what was it? The night one he did with Pat and Ray, was that yesterday?
I don't know.
Whatever that was, I think it was last night.
I was
maybe
sleeping.
No, it was from Thursday night, I believe. Anyway, anywho, it was all a flirt fest. Like that's not, and then all the high rollers enjoyed it, but that's not the show. The show isn't Kevin having a good time with his guests. It never was the show. Remember, the show as it was and as it always should be was a once or twice a week show. And Kevin would get all his bullshit off. He had to get off his chest in a matter of 2.5 or 3 hours because he used to do an hour or an hour and a half a show. So now Kevin's doing 6 shows a week and he's in theory. This is just a theory, but he's tired of being riled up all the time because he's doing too many shows. So now he wants easy shows with easy guests like Pat Dixon. Or Ray or Alex Stein, who he actually enjoys their company, which is good for all of them. However, as I've always been, I'm here for the final product. It's an entertainment. This is not some fucking thing I have to care about anybody's lives past what they're saying in the microphones. And the most entertaining MLCs, I'll stand by forever, which is why I stand by my tweet, Mr. Brennan, that Ski Mask Show was the best of the week besides the roast, just because the roast was a spectacle, because of the tension. And Kevin it seems like more and more is looking for guests who there's no tension with, which then eventually it's just going to turn into all these other hack comedy podcast where they just have on guests and they joke around and fart around and flirt with each other and laugh about this. I think the issue is Kevin is doing the too many shows is catch subconsciously. I'm not even saying he's doing this consciously, but he's doing all these shows. So when you have you on who's being yourself, by the way, you're not trying to be whatever, you're just doing you.
Right.
That's why the Stu Caymans were great of the world, because they were just themselves, and he was like, what the fuck is going on?
Tom Cassidy's,
the Kerry Karavitz's.
Yes.
Because they rub Kevin the wrong way, naturally, mind you. And you're not going on there. You're not going on there going, oh, let me see what I could fuck with Kevin today. You're just naturally annoy him. And that's when Kevin and MLC is at its best. Rack him.
Somebody clip it, cut it,
tweet it. What do you think about that?
Well, I think 100% cut it, clip it, tweet it. Basically the point you're trying to make is all those other guests who are flirting. And don't get me wrong, I love Alex Stein. But every now and then you're going to have a guest on who is going to challenge Kevin. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was challenging him because not only he got mad, you know, I was eating the BLT on the episode for an hour before he realized I was even doing it. And, and when he started saying, you know, I don't even remember what it was that he was saying, but I'm like, no, that's not true. It's not true.
Most guests would
just go along with it.
Right. Exactly. And again, to my point, the macro picture. I don't know why. Again, I stand by saying a lot of these high rollers and some newer viewers still don't truly understand the show. And Kevin said, I don't understand the show. I understand the show. I watch it. It's one of those things where sometimes this is being in the podcasting and shows and entertainment. Sometimes the show isn't necessarily what you want. A lot of times the viewers have a better idea of what's good and what isn't,
right?
Because at the end of the day, that's who the show is for. So nobody wants to see Kevin get along with somebody for 3 hours.
Go have coffee if you want to get along with somebody. I mean, Flat Cat Jessica sent me a very nice message, and basically, you know, the whole premise was that there's a reason we fell in love with MLC. There's a reason I even know you. We fell in love for the anger.
Yes. The anger. I'm an angry person now. That's why I've always drawn to this. I've always said, I'm not like this because of MLC. I like MLC because I'm like this.
Right.
Get it? So these other clowns, they just want to see Pat Dixon and Kevin flirting and laughing together and fucking, you know what I mean?
If that's a
guess you want, then go fucking watch a Tom Segura and Christina P podcast. They always have a nice, good time and they talk about boring shit. I could give a fuck about Kevin getting along with anybody. I want somebody like you or even a Ray when he's at his worst, not when he's getting along with Kevin. That's the best MLC. Not right. About good guests, you fucking idiots. MLC, I don't want any good guests. I don't want Mark Norman. I don't want good guests. I want shitty guests that's gonna piss off Kevin, because that's the show. Sorry, Kevin, that's the show you made.
It's and if
you
want to do it,
this is
company.
The show you want, Kevin. This is the
misery.
Beast you've created, Kevin. This is why we all love it. Because you're miserable on it. So if you start doing shows with people you like and enjoy, the show is over. Call Getting Along Love's Company then. I'm always right. I'm right again. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Send more super chats.
Get along, go have fucking coffee and leave it off the airwaves. You know, period. And the reason, I think one of the reasons, and I think I brought this up on MLC, that I annoy Kevin so much is that he knows he can't get over on me. He knows I enjoy it when he trashes me. He could say the most dark, fucked up shit to me, and it's not going to bother me one bit, because I know that's who he is and that's what he's going to do. It's the funniest thing on the planet. If someone else were to do it, I might get upset. But Kevin could say whatever he wants about me, my family, and I think that's really why he got annoyed, is because he knows no matter what he could do, I'm a fan first, and there's nothing he could say that's going to piss me off. I'm still going to laugh at it. I'm going to laugh. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Then I'm going to clip it. I'm going to take a clip of him trashing me and send it to you and all the rest of my boys so they can laugh at it. You know, my dad tapped out. My dad tapped out of the Patreon. You know, he's no longer a high roller.
I laughed out loud, and I'm not just saying this. I laughed out loud listening to your up a few times just because of the anger. It was one time. What are you doing now? Cracking a beer? He said, no, it's a Sprite. Because you know how mad he was at you. There was a bunch of lines like that where I knew you just knew how to piss him off.
Yeah, and then I just started cracking. Like, I didn't even finish the first beer, and then I was just waiting for the perfect moment to crack the second one. And then he kept getting more angry. I think I even stepped on Adam's toes a little bit because I heard him say something. But every time that, you know, he would bitch at me, I'm like, Kev, I just got off work. I just got off work. Walked to the door, sat down. And I said it so many times. Adam finally was, you know, said, what if anything? The old lady guessed. Yes.
Yeah, Vinny Cash.
No more women. No more women, please.
Well, listen, I'll say this. Oh, by the way, I saw Jocelyn Jane in person on Thursday. I have an exclusive directly after this. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. In a matter of seconds, I'll reveal the exclusive I got off microphone with Jocelyn Jane. But I will even take Vinny Cash. By the way, Vinny Cash, this isn't even a super chat. Vinny Cash says the old lady guests are by far the worst. Probably not a super chat because you totally ruined his money-making career by getting thrown off a FanDuel. But anyway, I'll take a dumb bitch Jocelyn Jane or whoever over a Chad or whoever because it pisses Kevin off when Jocelyn Jane sits there and doesn't say anything and he has to ask her about her cunt.
The first, you know, if you're going to have the ladies on like that, the first hour's fine. Just get rid of them after that, please. I can't do Sue Costello anymore. Why has she been on so many times lately? I don't know. Maybe it's just me when it comes to that, but and Vinny's the same way. Vinny actually said on the record, folks, that he will no longer super chat MLC unless he's doing a solo show, even if I'm on.
Well, as we've always said, we know solo Kevin is the best Kevin. Again, back to our point of good guests suck. Can we get it? We need a shirt that said good guests stink. Guests suck. Whatever, something.
The
guests,
really
guests are gay. Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's all
I'll have them coming out before the holidays.
But yeah, guests are gay. So all this talk about this guy's a good guest, he's a bad guest. The bad guests are the best guests on MLC, you idiots! Don't you understand it? Lenny's Printer. Is this a rerun? Yes, we talk about the same thing every week. We want MLC to be great again. Lenny's Printer, I know you know that. I know you've soured a bit over
the
last couple of years.
T-shirt, make MLC great again.
Send Lenny's Printer the link. I was talking to
Josh. He trashed me a little bit the other day.
Lenny's Printer marches to the beat of his own drum. I respect that. Whether we agree or disagree, I respect anybody who marches to the beat of their own drum and don't just blindly suck Kevin off. Because, again, just like with the guests, that's boring.
It's all boring.
And Kevin will like your money, Borgos and Furiouses and all these other high rollers. He'll like your money and he'll say nice things. But in real life, if you don't challenge Kevin, he doesn't like it. It's boring.
Right. Right. You have to challenge the man. If you know, if you're lucky enough to go on the show, fucking grow a set of balls. Stop. You know, that's why, you know, I know you don't like the guy, but I really appreciated Quadfather's appearances, you know.
I joke around Quadfather. I think Quadfather is fine. Hate to break the fourth wall, even though he is a liar and can 100% walk and play sports when everybody's not watching.
Yeah,
I believe that in the fiber, every fiber of my being.
He definitely is.
Quadfather is pulling a fast one. He's a liar. He can walk. He can run. He can throw a football. And he damn sure can hold a mic. You see him. He sometimes slips and he pals around and grabs.
Right. I've seen it. I've seen it before.
Yeah. He slips sometimes.
I saw it last night whenever I had to, you know, exit myself from his show because someone pissed me off. But.
We got a lot to get to. We'll get to that too. But anyway, that is, I think I made my point, right?
No, it came across good. But Lenny's printer's comment is exactly right. How many fucking times do we have to have this conversation about MLC? It's not the first. It's not the first time we've said this. It's not. We say it time and time and time and time again. We've been saying it for how long has this show been going on? A little bit over 3 years. You know, are we trying to make it big? No.
We're not bashing the show. We're just we are MLC wrap-up show.
Make MLC great again. Make MLC great again.
We're going to make it great. It's going to be great. But unfortunately, again, and this is, again, it's a rerun, Lenny. I'm sorry, Lenny's printer. Yes, unfortunately, it's similar technology where there's no way out now. It's too deep. So what is Kevin? Yes, the answer is, again, as I've always said, do 4 or 5 shows a week, 2 of them guest shows, another 2 or 3 do your favorite little super chat shows. But that'll never happen now because now he's making, to his credit, Kevin's making too much money to turn down not doing 6 shows a week. So it's just a vacuum that there's no way out of. You get what I'm saying?
I understand exactly. But I agree with you. I agree with you. The only thing I would change about that is, you know, ever since we started doing these Zoom shows, everything's gotten a little bit simmered down, as you would say. There's way too many fucking shows. I'd like to see Kevin getting some kind of studio at least once a week with a guest. That's it. One-on-one or one-on-two, whatever. But get back to the studio. Then when you get home, you do your Saturday night shows.
Get a king size. Do it for the king size.
Get a king size, Kev. Have some guests come over. I got enough room for you right here in the middle of me. Come on over.
You get at least 3 people in that.
I can get at least 5 in this bad boy. It doesn't look as big. That's why
you could basically do like a BYB or one of these other dabbler shows where you have 9 people. You can fit them all in the bed. You don't even
it'd be fair. And you're all welcome to come on over and we'll watch a movie right after. Got the big screen right here. I'll fire up the grill.
I was thinking about that too. Now, let's suck our own fat cocks since we know the size. Kevin has his super chats. Most of these other shows watch clips. If they don't watch clips, they're doing sniping. And if they don't have sniping, there's 9 people on the screen. We're like the last of the Mohicans, just 2 people talking to each other. You know, we have our little chat on the side and we love our super chatters, but that's not the show. Right. We might be the only people left doing a real show. Rack me.
Ridiculous. This whole, and I can't believe, you know, I thought we were.
It's me and you and Mark Norman and Joe List. It's the only people doing real shows anymore.
That's right. I thought we were making a perfect point by saying, this damn. Dabbleverse. I can't believe people.
I can't even say
I
it.
Cannot, I can't. I fuck. I'm sorry I said it. I can't.
Don't believe, ever say that.
I know. I can't believe people are still saying it, though.
It's That's very gay. Gay, That's gay, 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 gay.
Oh, it's gay. It's gayer than having 5 of my homies over here hanging out, watching fucking a movie.
Talking hogs.
Whatever. We're talking hogs.
And then let me say, there's nothing more boys, and it's a Saturday, folks. So for you male listeners, as the homos over at Barstool say, Saturday is for the boys. Another more boys than throwing on a sporting event and talking hogs.
Thank you. There's nothing more sporty. There's nothing more
blowing
American.
Some farts on your balls, asking your buddy how big his cock is, watching a football game. Nothing more boys, nothing more American. Rack me. Speaking of sports show coming up right after this, whenever we wrap up, I will have the original Julio here on this very couch in studio. Gino Bisconti raves the best sports podcast he's ever watched.
I've been raving it since it came out. That's
Ski Mask raves. This is my favorite show.
I do not like to do it. For that exact reason, it's my favorite fucking podcast. It's one of the only ones that I watch physically without listening to the audio.
I've never been wrong. I've never picked a game wrong.
Never picked a game. I mean, you pick some games wrong, but your Stradamus shit has always been on point. Yeah. You knew what was going to happen with the Jets. You knew what was going to happen with the Mets. Verlander stinks.
I knew what was going to happen with DeGrom. I called what was going to happen with Scherzer, DeGrom. Right. Verlander called it. Jets called it. Rodgers called it. Mets called it 2 years ago. I mean, the list never ends. We can't even get into the things I'm right about. Yeah, and that's just sports. Forget about MLC.
Just a little bit of a teaser for what's to come next as soon as this show ends.
Something's going
to
come.
All right. Yeah, I probably should bust a load out of here, too. Anywho.
Can you jerk off on a podcast if you do it under covers?
I don't know. I haven't jerked off in this bed yet.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Have you made any kind of white in it?
Oh, I've made some white, all right, but not to myself.
Really?
Yeah. That was the first thing on the list. As soon as this thing got sheets on it.
Now, is the bed touching all four walls in that apartment?
No. I have the big screen over here. It takes up about a little bit under half of the room. It's still massive. I can give a little show around if you'd like.
I mean, people would love it.
Let me get out. Let me show you guys what's going on. Now, next time we win a big bonus, I'm going to get the 85-inch in here. But
So you can't use FanDuel, and you've been thrown off of DraftKings already. What's the next option?
Well, the option is actually, I'm glad you asked.
Look at that bed. Look at the size of that thing.
Look at the size, folks. Oh my god, look at the size. You know what? It's just so.
Oh boy, we got a Gino Bisconti $20.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Gino, you're more than welcome. You know exactly about the neighborhood I live in because you know I picketed your show, so you kind of know where I'm at. Keanu was on BYB last night and said that was probably the funniest thing she's ever seen.
We do real shows. We do real content. We don't talk about Joey C's and Stuttering John's.
Yeah, we talk cock and beds.
Joey C is just another Beetlejuice or a Stuttering John. There's no talent there. It's just we're laughing at what a freak he is. I mean, the guy like plugs in and out things all the time. I mean, I don't even want to bring it up, but we do now.
You have to bring it up to let people know that that's not what.
Thank you,
show
Gino.
Is
But thanks, somebody else is here that really just put Gino in a body bag. Deadfool 99.99. Hey, Ski, looks like night. Deadfool, I'm going to read this super chat, but what is everybody's? What is going on? Nobody on Kevin's show can type in the super chats.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
One Furious F's.
I'm that up.
Borgos. Nobody can type. I love you, Deadfool, but God, Jesus Christ, are you all dumb or do you just breeze through these? Deadfool, $99.99. Hey, Ski, looks like nice, comfy home you have there.
Thank you.
Fuck Jim Stansel. That's
all right.
Hey, Ski, comma. Deadpool, you got it. Let me, as an English major.
I mean, you are an English major.
Let me correct this. Okay, hey, Ski.
While I fix my camera.
Go ahead. Hey, Ski, comma. That comma is correct. Looks like nice, comfy home. Hold on. I got Adobe Acrobat telling me I need an update. Looks like, now, Deadpool, you should have said a nice, if I'm going to get my little red pen out here. Looks like a nice, comfy home you have there. No second comma was needed. It should have just been, hey, Ski, comma, looks like a nice, comfy home you have there. And then we certainly didn't need this last part that says, fuck Jim Stansel.
Right. Now,
okay.
You've actually been to my home, and would you say it's a nice, comfy home? I had burgers.
I have been there. It is nice. You could tell the touch of a lady. It's pretty. The only thing that wasn't neat and organized was the room you said was your studio, which had shit everywhere, Frank. It looked like a bomb went off.
I had all my tools out. I've since moved the tool closet, and
there was also an exorbitant amount of shit flies on your porch. But you claim that was because you cooked us burgers and dogs just before.
No, you know what? No. The real reason for that is that I finally figured it out. I cooked a steak and I overdid it a bit, and I just threw it into the bushes. And so I realized I cannot do that anymore.
So you just had a rotting.
I also found out that my lady, when she cooks bacon, has been dumping the bacon grease in the flower garden.
Oh.
And so that's, you know.
Is that a thing, or she's helping?
She's not the, you know, she's great at cleaning. She's great at doing other things, giving dome to my big hog. But the one thing she's not very, you know, acceptable at is cooking.
A king cock and a king size.
She didn't know that you can just pour. You know, you have to pour it into a jug. There's a reason you don't put bacon grease in the flower garden, because it attracts flies, and that's why you're not going to have nice plants.
So in hindsight, you had your garden drenched in bacon grease and a rotting steak also under your porch. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct.
Beautiful. And it was about 109 degrees that day we went to the beach.
Yes, it was.
Now this is a look. This is...
Oh, you want to see?
Balls Deep, $3 super sticker. I guess Balls Deep got a raise. He doubled his amount. Oh, maybe the next sticker will be $6.
Look at this.
Five
of my boys. I got six pillows. I just got delivered yesterday. And these
a lot
are bad.
Of pillows. Yeah, I see you got pink pillows.
Yes, of course. I had to go with the theme a little bit. I get the ski mask for sale.
Where's your big piece pillow?
It's not here yet. It's just been ordered.
Go over to SkiMaskCollective.com.
You can go right over to SkiMaskCollective. Hold on. I got to fix this fucking camera because it's bothering the shit out of me and I can't focus on my own fucking
Now, look at all those drinks. We're getting a look at the drinks. It's too late now. Do you have there?
I had a couple.
Those are beers.
Yeah, they're definitely some cold beers. You know why? Because it's Saturday.
I got to work.
And I'm banned from the gambling app. So I don't know what people want from me. But if I can't gamble for my second income, I'm just going to sit here in my nice king size, thanks to FanDuel.com, who
Thank
I'm now
FanDuel.
Banned from.
Fuck
and,
you, FanDuel.
I'm going to drink my cold one. So you know why I got banned? I talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, you talked about it on MLC, and you sent me the screenshot, but I suppose you could say it here on our flagship show. You made a joke about needing new sheets because you spent all the money on a king size. Is that correct?
That's exactly what I said. I messaged my account manager, who, by the way, I'm going to give out her email here live on the show.
Oh,
because she has now since blocked me. Now, here's the thing, Stancil.
Yeah.
Since I bet so much money on there, they just gave me an account manager. I never asked for an account manager. So there for a couple of weeks, I would be making, you know, simple jokes like, I'm black, I'm trans, I'm gay, can I have a bonus? And she shipped me $650 in bonus credits. I can show you all the receipts, or you could just ask any cash.
What was her name? Did we get a name?
Oh, it's coming. Just let me finish.
All right. We'll dox her all at once.
Oh, we're doxing. I'm giving out email.
I got to give out that person's information. I still never got my
$50. Yeah, we're going to give them another ring too. That's on my list. Yeah, I made a list this week. And so they basically, I'm your account manager. So she was giving me bonuses. So last Sunday, I thought I would just craft a nice joke because I thought she was friendly enough since she's been sending me money. And all I said was, hey, I know you saw that big win. I bought a king size mattress, but I couldn't get the sheets before I ran out of money. And now apparently I'm banned because I said I ran out of money and I have problem gambling. So I sent her a picture of the sheets and I'm still banned. Now it's a problem.
You should put your mask on. Sent you a picture of yourself in there.
Let me find Julia's email here. I think she's a Polak.
As a half Polish person.
Is it?
Absolutely a slur.
That was my next question. I did not know that.
Yeah, I take great offense to that. I'm half Polish.
Well, maybe you could find this lady, because I tried to find her Instagram account, and the only one I found was she looks pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. So it's Julia dot
Jolia?
Julia.
Oh.
Julia dot. I don't know how to say this, but you probably could as a Polish person yourself.
Yeah.
P U C H A L S K I ski at FanDuel.com. All right, Julia.Pulchalski at FanDuel.com, folks. Go ahead and send her a good old email and ask her why she banned the person who won 13.
Send us a screenshot of the email. We will review them next week. Again, say your email again.
It's J-U-L-I-A dot P-U-C-H-A-L-S-K-I. At FanDuel.com.
There you go, folks. Shoot her an email. Ask her what's going on with Ski Mask. Also ask her what's going on with the size of her significant other while you're
there. Yes, please. And look her up on Instagram. The only one I could find with this name on the East Coast seems like she's got some banging-ass titties.
Really?
Yes.
Let's get a look at those hangers. Maybe get Dalton's Dalton's the hanger king now, and you're the hog king.
We're the hog king, yes.
You guys got to do hangers and hogs. I tweeted hangers, it, but I'm a genius.
About that. You are.
Now, while you're at it.
Here's the last email. I just want to read this real quick. Hey, Kay, the comment you made about losing it all and not being able to get sheets for your bed is concerning to me. We have since put your account on full-time ban. And I've said, you can ask Vinny Cash, I've said far worse things than, you know, just letting her know.
Jesse James says doxing her will probably get your account back. Good idea. Thank you, Jesse.
Hopefully. Well, I paid $270 this morning. I paid $270 to DraftKings. That's what I owed them. So hopefully I will be playing back on DraftKings by tonight. Checking my emails right now. They're supposed to email me the confirmation at any given moment.
Folks, while he's looking that up, be sure. I actually didn't give it out last week, but now since I haven't given my money, if you want to give this number a jingle.
Hold up one sec. Give me one sec. Let me give him a little
ring. I'm just saying that I'll say this out loud. And
Yep. Go ahead. I'm ready.
This is the number of the person who scammed me out of $50.
Yeah, I think I'm more pissed off about it than you are.
Yeah, well, this if you didn't watch last week, I'm going to give out the number of the person who scammed me out of $50 just trying to view a possible rental property. The number is 925-216-4199, and you could ask, where is Jim Stansel's $50? Yeah, I need that money. Tell her you're my legal representation.
I know. I'm your lawyer. I will go to court with the mask on.
I'm 1-0 representing myself in court. All right, bye.
925-216-4199 is full and cannot accept new.
Ooh, I know. I definitely sent a text last week that never came back.
No,
so.
The last text I sent. When will Venmo be sent back, or should I contact the police?
Or contact Venmo, or call the law firm. I mean, call the officer.
Oh,
law.
I got. Listen, I have
back.
Nothing in this world, and I goddamn sure plan to bring everyone else down with me. So if don't have time to ruin someone's life over $50, you got another goddamn thing coming, and you haven't been paying attention.
Well, speaking of God, I mean the Jays at YouTube. I mean, you know, we appreciate the super chatters, but we're not going to make the whole show about it. We're not going to see that money till December 21st.
No, I will. There'll be no Christmas in the Stansel household.
Well, Deadpool knows my PayPal if he's out there and he feels even a shed of tear for him. He'll send something over and I'll send it to the boy himself so he stops thinking about getting ripped off. And to be frank, never fucking let it happen again, Stansel. I knew immediately when you said it exactly what happened. You can't fall for those measly tricks. So next time, here's what I want you to do, because I'm a professional when it comes to scammers, because I've done it before, because I'm a hack. Next time you find a place you want to go look at, give me the phone number. I'll call. I'll set the meeting, and we'll do it like that.
Will you do it from your king size?
I will. I'm not leaving now, the king size.
I was going to say, will you be holding all important business? Will you be doing everything from your bed going forward?
Well, I think the
calls,
studio.
Meals.
Yes. I mean, I got DoorDash coming over soon, and I put into the comments, please don't knock. It's unlocked. walk in and I'll be all the way straight down in the bedroom. So they come in, they'll give me a 5-star meal and I'll be able to set it up here. I got to clear these beers real quick. That's the only thing that sucks. I have to get out of here to go, of course, grab some beers.
Need more beers. Beers and hot. Oh, I never got to my Jocelyn Jane exclusive, which won't take long.
Yes, exclusive from your big... You did 2 shows, which I will be putting up on Patreon when I have time, when I'm not laying in the king size.
Well, no, do it from the king size. You got to do everything from the king size going forward. Maybe document everything you're doing in the bed and post it. I think that'd
I will.
Be good.
It's not much. It's just enjoying...
The life of a king sizer. The life of a king sizer. You could do a little series. Your life, and I'll never get to my point because I have ADHD. But your life is really, this king size has changed your life in a way.
Oh, it's changed my life forever. Because now I'm in the old bed.
I've never had a king size. Only in hotels.
It's crazy. I didn't think it was going to be this much. Like not money wise, but like I didn't think it was going to change my life this much. Because in the old bed, I had to sleep at least 12 hours. I was going to bed at 6, 7 p.m. and waking up at 8 to go to work.
What?
And the king size.
Hold on. You slept for 11 hours every night?
Yes. I always go to bed early. Now, with the king size, I only need 6 hours of sleep, and I feel the same. It's amazing.
True. Well, speaking of the mattress, Par Dixon, $4.99, wants to give you some Scotch Guard for that mattress.
I have it, Par Dixon. It's right up there on the mantle, but thank you very much. I just have not had time to install it because, frankly, I haven't gotten out of it.
No, you can't get out of that. Yeah, the life of a king size. Well, I can't. Maybe someday I'll have a king size bed.
Come over if you want.
Well, yeah, you could fit me. You could fit my whole family. We could sleep head to foot like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Dance around.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jocelyn Jane was in studio at Compound Thursday. I was a Thursday boy this week, and we were just gabbing as we do. I know she's a beautiful lady. Although Kelly claims she's a man, but that's a whole other story. We talked some sports to Kelly's point. And then I asked her what she thought of Kevin Brennan. Pretty standard answer. Said he, you know, he's just so miserable. And I was like, yeah, well, that's literally the show. And what else? And then she went on about it. She even mentioned Gino doesn't like how she, and I swear to God, and we talked about this on Thursday on his show. She brought up how she likes Gino, but doesn't like how much she says the N-word.
Hilarious.
And also, which was interesting, she also on her own brought up Aaron Burr because she did Aaron Burr's Man on the Street show and brought up how she doesn't like how she thinks Aaron Burr is so racist against Muslims. So she puts Kevin, Aaron, and Gino all in the same box, essentially, which I thought is interesting.
It is, because
somebody from the outside looking in, as much as these guys all feud with each other, they're all essentially, as I've said, they're all very similar, as much as they hate to hear it.
And they've all been a part of one of the same networks at one point.
That's right. Anyway, that's my exclusive. I mean, we didn't even get to the roast yet. I guess we could touch on it quickly. It's been so hacked to talk about it at this point. I covered it ad nauseum on my live shows on Thursday. Anyway, Ray won. I don't really have any much to add that hasn't been discussed already. It was entertaining. I thought it was an entertaining show. Ray definitely. Here's what I'll say, because I'm Stan Sostradamus and I called it before the rose and I'm right again. Say what you want about Ray. He may or may not stink on podcasts. That may very well be true. But Ray, say what you want. Ray is a professional comedian. And I say that seriously. He knows how to write jokes. He knows the structure of them. If you ever seen him on stage, he has a presence. He's almost a comedy savant, stand-up savant, because it might be the only thing he's good at. But he knows the pacing of things. He does have a presence on stage. He's good at writing jokes. I said this before the competition that Ray would win for all the above reasons. Mm-hmm. And obviously, once again, what I said happened because I'm Stan Sostradamus and there's no one else to praise but me. Throw away all your false idols, the Jesuses, the Yahwehs, the Allahs. Those are the Muhammads. They're all false idols. The only true and worthy God is the one sitting before you today on this podcast, Jim Stansel. Right. Thank you. So, yes, I was right. guy. Ray's a good comedian. Chad used some of the most hack fucking roast like premises of all. The Hot Topic thing made me cringe because I've heard that in like every single roast ever. You look like you got dressed in a Hot Topic, amongst other hack jokes Chad told. It's nobody's surprise. And that's all I have to say about that, just to put a bow on that cock.
Put a bow on it. And I do say the, you know, if I was going to lean towards one side, because frankly, I disagree. I think it was a draw, but
you're gay.
However, Teamster Tim wrote the funniest joke of the night for Ray. And I know for a fact that he wrote the joke because he ran it by me right before the roast last weekend. You know, Teamster Tim ran three jokes by me and I said, holy shit, the third one is fucking great. It's the mugshots joke. And Ray read it and killed. It was in the third round. And that's what won it over for me for Ray. However, I do believe, and I agree with you, Ray is a professional comedian. I've always said he's much funnier on stage than he ever will be on any podcast. Chad's a better podcaster. That's why I thought that the platform they chose to do this was a little bit odd. Because Chad, Frank, you know, he does more shows, and I genuinely, and I've told Ray this to his face, I think he stinks on any podcast at any given moment. But yes,
Little
Ray
Emmy says Ray stole his funniest joke from a super chat directed at him. At
yes,
him.
That this is true. This is true. Ray didn't write. Ray may have written half of his jokes.
And I wanted to, before we move on from the roast, there's not much else to discuss there. I did, and I said this again on my live stream the other day, but I want to give a kudos to Zero Dark Tony for hosting for us. You know, as we discussed, neither of us care for sniping. We did a little experiment. I had no problem with it. Do a little experiment, a momentous occasion. I watched a lot of Zero Dark Tony before I had to go to work. As I said, he's almost, I feel like Zero Dark Tony's almost too good at broadcasting for this world. I feel like he should be doing like real stuff.
He did a great job.
He did a great job hosting. He did it very professionally. So thank you, Zero Dark Tony. I know we didn't get a ton of views at all. I was one of the five.
Well, I mean, they were viewing the roast.
Now, like I said, there was nine other people sniping it and everybody else watching the roast itself. So I and we get a lot of viewers afterwards. Let's be honest, thousands, if not millions. But I wanted to give a Zero Dark Tony shout out to him. Go follow him. Have you ever asked him his size? What's he dealing with?
He said it's big.
Oh, that's right. He said it's like an eight, right?
Yeah. He said he's packing a good eight.
Write that down.
I'm pretty sure exactly what he said. Yeah, write that
down.
I
have a list.
I know I have. I still hold on to the old poster board from Everyone in the Tub Club, but we should start documenting size and for everyone we ask.
We should make an Excel, shareable Excel sheet with everyone's size on it.
I have fuck computers. I'll get a Sharpie. I'll get a poster board, and we'll write this down.
That's actually a great idea. We should keep a running tally of everyone's size. So
yeah, because I had one for Tub Club, and I still have it. I'm looking at it right now because it's on the back of my calendar that I use. It hasn't been updated since March. But, however, it's still good to go. To touch on one more thing from the roast, what was it? Shit. Now you're making me blank. Oh, well, fuck it. It was
too comfortable in that king size.
I'm so comfortable. I'm blanking out here. It's very comfy. I'm waiting. I'm awaiting the arrival of the great Julio so I can ask him what his thoughts are on the king size, see if he wants to come over and watch a movie.
He might. We got to find out the size of. Julio's given us.
Why don't we do that?
I want to know. If I don't find out on this show, I'll ask on the next show how big his bed is.
Yeah. That's another thing. Okay. I remember one thing I wanted to touch on. Last night, Keanu told a story on BYB. Keanu, of course, Gino's significant other, who I actually took my mask off on BYB to get her to show her mom because I would love to accompany her mom to Gino's wedding. And we'll see how that goes.
You think you'll be invited to Gino's wedding?
No, but I want to accompany.
You'll be her plus one.
I'm going to be Keanu's mom's plus one. Yes,
sure.
And my lady even agreed that I'm allowed to do that. So, but I know I won't get the invite from Gino, and that's just fine. That's okay. But what I wanted to say, Keanu told a story about Ray last night that had me howling laughing. So one time they were on the road, and Ray Gutz, Ray DeVito, and Keanu were together. They were at a hotel room, and Ray DeVito did not want to stay there, and he can.
Looks like I'm about to teleport.
Huh?
It looked like I'm about to teleport.
Hey, you look like a hologram. It's fantastic.
Maybe I am. Continue.
But he goes, oh, but we got to mess up the sheets so it looks like we stayed here before they left because the rooms were comped. What kind of you don't have to mess up the sheets. If you don't want to stay there, just leave. You didn't pay for the rooms.
God.
Oh, Keanu, of course, was there, so she tells the story much better than I do, but. She said it last night on the Quad Father show, which, by the way, I mean, we had some clown on there a couple of nights ago who I destroyed so heavily because, I mean, that's the new thing, folks.
Tell me about that. I saw some clips from that. Who was the guy?
No idea. He calls himself the Comedy Shaman. And
get on the show at all?
I don't know. I was laying in my king size.
Yeah, I have I have a clip right here. We can listen to it.
Yeah, let's listen.
What size is your bed?
You fucking clown. What size is your bed?
I'm not even in a king size bed. What size is your bed?
I'm asking you a question. Do you sleep on a full size or king size?
Bed? I'm asking you a question. Is it a full size or king size?
I'm just showing you what you sound like.
I have a decent microphone. What does yours sound like?
I sound better because I have a voice that resonates with people.
You sound like a volcano erupting. I'm going to send me the link because your fucking audio is atrocious, bro.
What the fuck is going on around here?
You sound like you're doing
The answer is cripple fight.
Very true, Chip.
Apparently.
I can have terrible audio and still be better than you, Ski.
You'll never be as good as me.
I like how you open with "there's more," but there's I can't even watch the clip.
I mean,
it's too many.
I think it was one of the endings is good. Keep it going.
Oh,
wanted to hear the ending.
Wait a minute, Ski. Why did it take you
definitely
like,
better than Jerry
guy to say Ben Quadmother? Like you just threw me in
the fire. Shut the fuck up. Around the mouth. The way I'm sitting in the room.
Man, I know. That's what I'm just saying. I thought it's my show. I thought maybe I'd be first in real life.
That's why.
Ski Mask, I hate to be rude here, but statistically, we probably, except for the Comedy Shaman guy, have bigger dicks. I've seen it.
Why do you have to rip on Comedy Shaman?
Yeah, don't rip on my
the guy.
I said
he's a really nice guy. He just got here. He's new to the.
All right, that's fine. You know what? I'm completely right in saying, you know. If you're not going to answer the question about the size, what the fuck are you guys sleeping on? Do you got a king?
We gotta got to know the size.
Well, if you're not going to tell us the size of your fucking penis, tell us the size of your bed.
I do like that you led with what size is your bed?
I mean, what's going on with a king? Yeah, exactly.
What's going on with the size? Yeah. We got to know cock and we got to know bed size going forward. There's no way around it, frankly.
No way. I want to know what you're sleeping on, and I want to know what you're holding on to when you go to the bathroom and what's going on below the belt, folks.
We got to know it all. We have to know the truth. That's the only reason we're here.
This whole podcast has always been truth. Go to any episode at any given moment, and if you think I'm lying about anything that's ever been said on SMC, the flagship show, all you got to do is call the boys. Call Teamster Tim. He knows the truth. Call Tim Stancil. He knows the truth.
Oh, I'll tell
call
you
Aunt Man. He knows the truth. Call Chuck Mangione. He knows the truth. I mean, sometimes shit happens in our lives because we're crazy fucks and we don't care about life. We don't care about living.
Life is gay. Caring about money is gay.
Money's gay. It's all gay. I mean, you know, we just won a big $13,000 bonus. Guess how much I have in my account? $0.
Yes.
Because money is gay, but I got a king size. I got a king.
So this is
what life's about. I'm laying in my king, and it's mine. I own it. I'm not making payments.
You're getting your money's worth. You might have already got your money's worth.
Oh, I'm getting my money's worth.
For all the talk about your bed between MLC and this show and Twitter this week, everybody's talking about the king size.
Everyone's talking about the king size.
Call this episode Clamoring for the King. Clamoring for the king size.
Is it? Is clamoring? That's two M's in that word. Clamoring.
There's an M, but you should spell it with a K so it matches with king. This is alliteration again. Something you learn as an Englishman.
I know. There's an M, but I feel like there's two M's in clamoring.
Yeah, clam. I would throw two M's in there.
All right. Yeah. Fuck.
Now we were talking about Ray DeVito just before, and I hate to do this, but he left another disgusting. voicemail for my manager.
Oh,
Kelly.
My God. I just played some.
Would you mind if
day.
I play this with you?
No, I want you to play it. That was literally my next topic I was going to get into. Because, you know,
Chris Max is clamoring with one M. James R. I want to know your O face. That means the face you make when you make white.
I think he's talking about you because obviously I'm built with one. You see?
I get it. I'm more of a, listen, I'm a worker. I'm a competitor. I'm there to get the job done. I'm there to get the job done. Make the ladies come. That's actually my motto.
Kelly just texted me and said you wanted to call her. Is that for this show or the next show?
Tell Kelly to shut the hell. She thinks she was on fucking Gum Fridays this week. She thinks she's a big fucking deal now because she's getting all these voicemails. All these guys sending cocks. She's fucking some little Puerto Rican girl last night.
Really?
And then giving me shit for my. We both date Caribbean Americans. She dates some Puerto Rican whore, and I date a nice Italian, Haitian American.
I honestly might just start doing the show from the king size because, you know, I haven't had the comments on once. I haven't seen one comment people are making, but I see 196 comments up there, which is great.
Listen, the king size, all you need is a king size bed and the rest will follow. You see,
hey, that's a Bam Margera painting up there, folks. That's
more viewers, more money, all because you got the king size. You have to spend money to make money, you know.
You have to win a $13,000 bonus for the king size
and get thrown off a FanDuel. And
I'll be allowed back on DraftKings tonight. And I even made that threat to the managers of FanDuel that I will be playing exclusively on DraftKings. But yes, I tweeted about this week.
Yeah, disgusting.
I had to tweet it because the last one that it's getting out of hand.
Lenny's printer says nice clam. I think he's talking about Kelly, I think.
Probably,
but
it's
yes,
it's getting disgusting.
Almost to the point where authorities should be called. Now we
right,
should
correct. That's what
warn,
I was getting.
We should you. Warn viewers. This raise words or parental well, parental discretion advised. Parental discretion advised. Okay, ready, right. Everyone. Brace Let's yourselves. Go. Cover your. I know everybody watches this with the family. Cover your children's ears here. Ray DeVito leaving a voicemail for Kelly P is me, my manager.
Hey, Kelly, it's Ray DeVito again. You know, the Blood Shark, the host of the Rock Bottom podcast. Don't know if you've seen the comedy roast last night against me and Chad Zumok. I'm pretty sure I won. In fact, you don't have to tell me I've won. But I'm celebrating this nice, relaxing celebration. I thought I'd have some milk. Probably have some cookies and maybe I'll relax by reading a nice book or something. Oh, yeah, plus I want to shove my whole fist right up your arse, come all over your face, and fuck your tits in the next year. It's Ray DeVito.
I mean, it's just...
He wins one competition, and this is what he...
Yeah, now he's gloating about the competition like he's some kind of king. I mean, I got to find the one that he sent the other day that was just, oh, my God, it was fucking brutal.
I'm on my way. Oh, I got one here.
Let me see if it's the same one, because I have to hear it again how bad it was.
Hey, Kelly, it's Ray DeVito again. You know, the Blood Shark, the host of the Rock Bottom podcast.
That's the one we just listened to?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen the...
We did.
All right, so I got it right here. I'll play it real quick. This one is... I had to hop out of my fucking king size and actually go to the bathroom instead of using my urinal cup that I have here because I had to throw up. It's so disgusting.
Hey, Kelly, it's Ray DeVito. Hey, just taking a break from writing jokes for this comedy roast with Chad Zumok. And I was looking over your Instagram photographs, and I really got to say that, you know, I love the fact that you work out a lot. It shows a lot of dedication. You're in great shape. Also love the fact that you seem to be a big comedy fan and also you're a fan of music. And also you like, you know, being a vet and all that stuff. You're good to animals. It's a very good person. And I just want to say that that's great. Oh, yeah. P.S. I want to eat your box, come in your mouth, and fuck you up the arse as many times as possible. It's Ray DeVito.
I mean, it's
gross.
It's disgusting.
Let's call Kelly and see how
she let's get an update.
Let's get her on the horn. By the way, if you don't piss in your bed, you're gay. It's the most efficient thing you can do.
Hello. It really is.
Hello, you're live on Ski Mask Collective.
Oh, great.
We were just playing those disgusting and vicious
atrocious
voicemails that Ray left you.
Oh, my. Can you believe it? Which one? The one from last night or the one from
All of them. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse by the day.
They seem to be getting worse.
He's making horrific allegations towards my friend, calling her dirty, filthy names.
Wow. Well, now, do you consider pressing charges at all, perhaps?
I'm thinking about it.
There you have it, Ray.
Ray, better be on the lookout.
All right. Well, I'm going to call you on the sports show directly after this, only on Ski Mask Media. We'll have Julio live in studio. Do you have anything else while Ski Mask is here doing the...
I like your new bed.
Thank you. It's a king. Don't worry about it.
He said, thank you. It's a king. Don't worry about it.
It's not a cot like yours.
Hang up, Potter. That was great.
A cot for a cock.
Right.
She doesn't complain about it when she begs for my cock pics every
fucking
day.
What was going on with that? Yeah, she's been begging for more pictures of your hog?
Lenny, tell us your parlay, please, in the meantime. Yeah, she's always constantly just begging for my cock and sending me illicit pictures, trying to goat me into it. I'm going to make her start paying, frankly.
You should.
Yeah, I know I should.
What else is on your list?
Andrew Schultz is a sellout hack.
He always has been.
Casey Armstrong doesn't like Ray. Apparently
Ooh,
made
what,
a
yeah,
video.
What's going on with that? I just tried to call KC before the show to try to get him on here today.
Apparently made a video complaining, like, why is everything about Ray? Because Ray stinks, so why is he on all these shows, and why is anybody talking about Ray? And
I'm going to look into that.
Kevin called Casey Armstrong weird and gay.
No, Casey rules.
A weird guy.
Yeah, I mean... Anyone who picks up a microphone and goes to a live on YouTube is probably a little bit of a weird guy.
No.
No, you don't say. Is that it? That's all on the list?
I mean, I don't know. It's just me, and I don't know why I care about this, but Andrew Schultz has just really been bothering me lately. His insufferable post about with his dad about performing at MSG. And he's got this Hitler haircut. Bro, you're Scottish. He like pretends he's like Armenian or some Middle Eastern thing. You're a white guy. And it's just insane. And then he did this like serious. I watched a clip because I can't listen to his show because it's so cucked now. He like tried to have a serious discussion about Israel and Palestine.
Ugh, like,
who
stop.
The fuck? Yes. Who are you? Nobody
Everyone
cares.
Stop with that. Who
Unless
gives
you're gonna
a
make
fuck?
Yes, unless you're going to make a joke about it. Unless you, I mean, we all know the answer is to bring back the Christian Crusades and raise all of the land. Of course, raise in the literal term, which means bring everything down, actually. If you have any kind of IQ, you know the different meanings for the word raise. R-A-Z-E, I'm talking about, which means totally level the whole area.
Level
and
it.
With
Be
beautiful,
done with it.
I would like to see some. Let's bring back some Gothic churches, some Roman Catholic ideals, and let's just get rid of the hummus and the shoelaces.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers. You had your chance. Give it back to the people who deserve it. The beautiful Christians.
They couldn't even fly planes. That's how bad they are.
They stink. They can't fly planes. And they're like, yeah, with 3% of please don't even get me started on the other side.
We're clamoring about. Call this episode clamoring. We're clamoring about
clamoring
other people talking about it because it frankly it's annoying. And I had this conversation with a buddy of mine who called me about what's going on in Israel. I said, "Dude, shut! You live in the greatest country in the fucking world. Why do you care at all what's going on over there? Who gives a shit?
I like this.
Just level it."
D-Man 69, it took me 2 months to get YouTube to stop recommending Schultz.
I know
what you mean. Are they just...
Even Netflix does the same fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I don't care. And it's just funny to me. I don't want to get into this, obviously, but we can also do whatever we want because it's a free country.
Right.
At least I think.
We live in America.
But like all the shoolies will just say posting, oh, there's only 3% of us, and we're if there's so little of you in this country, then yeah, then yes, it does raise flags as to why you're the head of every single tech and entertainment and finance industry. So their own argument goes against their point.
What happened to Jewish people having big noses? Because all these videos I'm looking at, I'm looking at these Jews just clambering around, and I'm like, they don't have a big schnoz. What happened to that fucking stereotype?
Oh, boy. There's a clamoring kuh word that I could, I don't want to say it for YouTube in these trying times, but a right. Clamoring, it rhymes with kite.
Yes.
That would be a fun.
Well, I
got to
be careful too, because unfortunately, my boss.
I don't know. Maybe perhaps. Evolution, I guess the noses have shrunk a touch. They used to be very. I mean, you could catch a trout with some of the old guards'
noses. You put the nose in the water, you come out with a fish. You're exactly right. It's a fucking hook.
Put a little worm on the end of that thing.
Seriously, literally catching fish. Here's what I don't understand, Stancil, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me on this, but I'm under the certain thoughts. That if you fly anything other than the American flag of the United States of America, jail. Go straight to jail.
Yeah.
Or if you do it again, death. It's death by tyranny. 100%. You don't fly anything else but the American flag here. Nothing.
100%.
I'm tired of seeing these fucking trucks driving around with Mexican flags flying, people waving Jewish flags. No, no. It's the 50 stars and the 13 stripes, motherfuckers.
Stars.
All right.
And
if you don't like it, move. If you don't like it, I don't want to hear you complaining. Just pack your bags and go.
Kick rocks.
Leave.
Similar to the, yes, 100% agree. It's similar to the rule I've always said needs to be a law. Similar to where if you have any kind of business leaves the open sign on after they're closed,
yes.
You should have full freedom to break the door down, break the window,
agreed.
And go in there. If you don't have the wherewithal to turn off your open sign while your business is closed, then by all intents and purposes, that business is open and should be freely be able to be ransacked by anyone going by. And that goes exactly. And it's one thing at least... I don't like it, but I can stomach if there's an American flag at the top of the pole and some other country below it. What I have no patience for, if that is all that is outside of your house or property is a Ukrainian flag or a Jewish flag or a Hamas flag or a gay flag, whatever.
Stickers.
America flag first. There is a house. When I go out on my kayak, I see it. There's a house on the water. Some person who's never worked a real hard day of work in their whole life, obviously, because they have a house on the water. And they have a flagpole right on the water, and the Ukrainian flag is on it at the top. No American flag in sight. I can't tell you how serious I am that I keep almost just pulling my kayak onto their little beach overthrowing their house, burning it to the ground.
We can document
to cinders.
This because I do have a small power generator about this big. I have a grinder with a metal cutoff wheel, and we'll just cut the whole pole down. And that way they can't hang any flag if they want to disrespect.
I got a grinder.
Worthy of death. Yeah, I was just using it yesterday. That's why I brought it up.
Hell of an app.
What?
Great app. Grinder.
Oh, yes.
They got some different kinds of hogs on there.
Oh, big, 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 big hogs. Huge hogs, folks. Gazed away. America first. I mean,
right.
What else do you want us to do? You want us to do a show every day so we get stale? No, we're in
no. Two- yeah, you want us to do a show 6 days a week, like Kevin, yeah. And then eventually, and now all of a sudden, you want guests you get along with and do a boring show? No, we want friction, we want fighting, anarchy, chaos is what it's always been. That's what MLC always used to be. And now Kevin's complaining when he has an unruly guest like Ski Mask or somebody where that brings the best out of Kevin, frankly. But he just wants to do an easy show and collect Borgo's gay horse money. And Borgo, a guy who's every girl he's been with has cheated on him right to his fucking face.
And we've never seen one of his horses,
and,
have we?
Again, like I said last week.
His wife fucked Michael Jordan, apparently.
Yeah.
And have we seen pictures of these horses?
He fucked a magician. His wife fucked a magician with her two friends. We know that's a fact.
You know what that means? If his wife is fucking magicians and Michael Jordan, that means one thing. Borgo's not packing hog.
No. And money is gay. Like we have always said, caring about money is gay. Money's gay. And as I said last week, caring about horses is no gayer or childish than caring about bobbleheads or whatever other things they make fun of. It's all toys. It's all you, whether it's a Lamborghini, a bobblehead, or a horse, it's all gay. It's all just stuff that means absolutely nothing. Has no weight onto who you are as a person. All it means is that you slaved up and did something so you can make money instead of doing what you really wanted to do. So you basically, it's showing that you sold out. And that's just so you bought into the slave society, and good for you. You made money. If that's what you care about, good for you. But it has no bearing on who you are as a person or your contribution to society. All you're doing is padding Kevin's pockets, which he thanks you for. And that's the only reason he's nice to you. Rack me.
And great point, because like I've always said, my dad taught me this. Listen, you can't take the money with you, folks. So get your king size. And why don't you take a load off? All right.
I'll take a load off.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be taking lots of load offs. Listen, folks, I want you guys to do me a favor. Sports Mass Collective, the best sports show possibly out there. Fuck Pat McAfee. I mean, half the time, all he does is just talk about himself.
See, another one of these shows that have nine guys on it.
Right. It's just annoying. This is the best sports program on the planet. We're going to have to get some fucking new Sports Mass merch out there. And other than that, we'll see you when we see you. Do we know when that's going to be? No, we don't.
Yeah, no, we're not gay. We have lives. We're doing real stuff. We don't, we leave our houses, unlike some other podcasters.
I've got a life, man. Look at me. I'm living life.
You might not leave your house with that king size.
There's 8 feet on the other side of my back. I actually have to go get some groceries because I'm going to cook some cabbage. But Anywho, enough with that.
Well, stay tuned to this very channel, Sports Mass Collective, coming up right after this. I'll just have to empty my urine, and Julio is just pulling up now. The great Julio will be right here in studio on Ski Mask, the number one rated comedy sports show, the only one hosted by an actual All-American athlete. That's exactly me. So you could leave all the other hacks behind. Tune in a matter of moments to Sports Mask. Oh, my God. Here he comes right now.
Oh, shit. I mean, I can see what's up with Julio.
Let's see if he wants to. He may not want to. There he is. The great Julio enters the great studio, Lennox Studios, they call it. Lennox. We're just wrapping up Ski Mask Collective. Would you like to say any parting words?
Sure.
Ask him how big his bed is.
Just a big hello to old Ski Mask. I haven't seen you in a long time, buddy.
What's up, Julio? I miss you, buddy.
I have been listening to you guys earlier today. Fuck Pat McAfee, because he's just a
hack McAfee. Wow.
And stay tuned for Sports Mask.
This guy's on fire. Julio, how big is your bed?
Yeah, how big is your bed? What are you sleeping on?
What is it?
It's a queen size.
Oh,
it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate.
It's queen size.
He's got a queen, folks. Julio's got a queen. Tune into Sports Mask Collective immediately.
He's a little bit less than.
He's a little bit less than what I have going on over here, folks. thanks. Thank you. Thank you, little Lenny. Thank you, all the
Balls Deep, Dead Fool, even the non-super chatters. We had a lot of live viewers.
Well, a lot of people wanted to see the king size.
It's the king size effect, really.
Can I call this episode the king size effect?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.